Exclusive: GOP Senate candidate Michelle Tafoya, Democrat challenger is Tim Walz's right hand. By Hannah Knudsen on September 4, 2026. Democrat Minnesota Senate candidate Peggy Flanagan has acted as Tim Walz's right hand. Republican Senate candidate Michelle Tafoya said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. She is our current lieutenant governor and has been Tim Walz's right hand for the last 8 years. And that should say a lot already, Tafoya began, pointing to the Walz administration's terrible record. The Tim Walz administration has a terrible record. I would say in many cases of no leadership during the George Floyd riots. It took 3 days for the governor to say anything. To do anything to try to quell the violence in downtown Minneapolis. She said, describing that as a major turning point in the state of Minnesota. And Peggy Flanagan was his right hand. She has been throughout all of the fraud that's just taken over this state. She said, revealing that fraud is an issue on the minds of voters. And I'll tell you, every person I talk to in Minnesota, fraud is one of the first words that comes out of their mouths when they are unhappy about what's gone on in Minnesota. And frankly, they talk about being embarrassed by it. Their words, not mine, Tafoya emphasized. Embarrassed that Minnesota has come to this place. I think there are so many Minnesotans who are tired of that, who are exhausted by the fraud. Who are exhausted by Peggy Flanagan and her radical stances on you know everything from trans kids surgery to men and women's sports to not handling the fraud and trying to completely take a dodge from any responsibility on that, the Republican Senate hopeful said. And an $18 billion surplus that turned into a $7 billion, you know, loss. So we've had a lot of troubles here, and people are exhausted. Host Mike Slater pointed out that Minnesota has been under a microscope particularly because Walz ran as failed presidential candidate Kamala Harris's running mate in 2024. Tafoya noted that no one in Minnesota actually vetted Walz. He ends up being a vice presidential nomination with Kamala. And finally the national media starts to say, well, who is this guy? She said. And all of a sudden everyone learns who this guy is. And what a disaster Minnesota has been under his leadership. Leadership is a word I use very loosely here. And again, I would say Peggy Flanagan was handpicked by Tim Walz to be his right hand. And everything has been the Walz-Flanagan administration for the last 8 years. As we've lost all of that money, as the fraud has skipped over all of these programs that were supposed to get it and went into the hands of criminals. She said, adding that citizens have been robbed by that Democrat administration. We have yet to see any accountability for this. The only accountability that you can really kind of point to tangibly is that Tim Walz decided not to run for a third term that he was going to run for. Now he's stepping down. He is, I think he's got a 17% approval rating. And Peggy Flanagan's approval rating should be right there next to his, she added. I'm a common sense conservative. She is just on the other side of the spectrum. She's as liberal as they come. She wants Medicare for all, she said of her opponent. Noting that she is very loosey-goosey on the border and DSA adjacent. Tafoya added, she will not call herself DSA, but let's just call her DSA adjacent. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Michelle Tafoya, September 3, 2026. Breitbart News Daily airs weekdays on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.